Hi, I'm Hugh Sisson.
And I'm Al Spohler. Welcome to Cellar Notes. Hugh, last week we talked to Pinot Grigio from Italy, and you got very clever and said, well, I'll top that. I'll talk about Pinot Gris from the Pacific Northwest.
Well, I don't know that I'm topping anything, but yeah. Pinot Gris is a very popular grape producing white wines, and the most popular regions are Germany, Alsace, Italy, the Pinot Grigio that you were talking about last week, Australia, and the United States. And you know, it's originally thought to have been a mutant clone of Pinot Noir. The grape originated in Burgundy. And the skins, as you mentioned last week, are rose colored. So it's kind of an unusual grape from that standpoint. Mm-hmm. Flavors range from tropical fruit, melon and mango with some citrus. And in Italy, the grapes are, although I think this is changing, are typically harvested a little on the early side, producing lighter wines with a brisk acidity. And in other regions, the grapes are harvested later, even to getting to late harvest.
That's right, yeah.
Producing fuller, more rounded wines. It has really emerged as a major wine grape in the Pacific Northwest. In Washington and Oregon. So that's the wine, that's the region I'm going to talk about. So first one in my selections was from a producer in the Yakima Valley in Washington State. This is Lone Birch Pinot Gris, the 2020 vintage. You have kind of classical aromas of tropical fruit, apricot, and peach with a medium palate and a lingering, it's a refreshing acidity. It's a lovely bottle that is pleasingly generous, and at $14.99, it continues to be pleasingly generous.
Wow, that's a good deal.
Yeah, I thought so. I thought so as well. From a producer called Terrapin Cellars, also the 2020 vintage, their Pinot Gris, from the Willamette Valley in Oregon, which is also massive hop country as well. This was somewhat leaner than the Lone Birch. The wine shows apple and pear notes with a hint of lime zest, which I found very attractive, over a firm palate with some minerality. And again, it's $14.99, so it's a really good value. And then I tried one also from the Willamette Valley in Oregon. The producer is Cooper Mountain Pinot Gris 2020, 13% ABV. This property was established in the late 1970s, so they're really sort of early people getting involved in the wine industry in Oregon. The winery focuses on organic and biodynamic production, so that's a little bit different, which is kind of nice. And the wine is medium-bodied with classic flavors of peach and melon, a nice minerality, good acidity, and it's the most layered and detailed of the three that I tried. This one approaches Saturday night dinner type quality. So even though it's the most expensive of the three that I tried, it is my wine value of the week at $22.99. It's just really wonderful, well put together Pinot Gris.
What was interesting, Hugh, is that your tasting notes were very similar to the ones I had for last week.
Well, hey, it is the same
yeah,
grape.
It's the same grape, but our palates must be working the same way.
Well, also, the ones that you were talking about from the Alto Adige, that's probably the premier region for growing Pinot Grigio.
Absolutely.
So I don't know, very similar wines, but I thoroughly enjoyed them. So we'll put them on the website.
Let's put them on the website. People can look them up and actually order them right off the website, which is a lot of fun. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Cellar Notes, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.